Let's stop. Let's just not do it.
Let's just quit the podcast.
Yes, dude.
I'm done.
That would be awesome.
I'm already tired of this one. I was going to say something and then I decided not.
Dude, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It can stop whenever. We have the power.
Not yet.
I know.
We could just not come up with our own shit.
I'm trying to buy a ski resort first.
Dude, once you buy property, though, let's call it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's put a date on the calendar.
Then you have to pay for
I
the
need
property.
A couple $1 million to buy a ski resort. You buy the whole thing, turnkey operation, you just live in the lodge.
Okay.
And that's kind of like my restaurant thing.
I love that. Uh-huh. That's cool. A turnkey is nice. You just show up. They already have the waiters.
And then you schedule a ski race down the mountain.
I just come down and there's a family there and they're renting equipment. I'm like, one day my rich skiing friends will come back and take this mountain away from you faggot snowboarders. And it's a man with his 7-year-old. They're like, excuse me?
What was that?
That guy owns the...
Yeah, sorry, he's our boss.
Sorry, he to say whatever he wants.
The mountain, and
he gets to say slurs whatever he wants. If you just pretend we're in an 80s movie, he'll leave you alone eventually.
Yeah, I was just wearing bright pink neon snowsuit. Just walking around with a woman that looks like Grace Jones, clearly trans.
Hell yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's awesome. That's the
just
best
a
part.
Flat top haircut.
I'm like, come on, Olivia.
Damn,
6'8".
Are these people bothering you?
You just got a fucking jacked girlfriend. Mm-hmm. That would be awesome, dude.
Yeah,
I'd be down.
What kind of mountain?
What kind of stuff would you got? Would you have hot cocoa? Of course, right?
I love it, dude.
Yeah.
Every winter, I'm like, oh, I'm going to drink hot chocolate. And then it's like, hot chocolate's for babies.
Yeah.
It's not worth it as an adult.
But then you have one.
I don't have one. And it's not worth it. Come on. Just like a drinking
with the baby
Mallows? Because you're just. Yeah. How many calories? It's like having a milkshake. I can't do it.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm not. Come on. You can't be thinking about that type of shit. What are those?
Again, if I have some of a milkshake at a diner and the waitress comes
these?
Up mm-hmm. while I'm drinking,
I just
it.
Got them.
The Spiridons? What are those?
They're actually women's. They're the P 6000s Nikes, and
for
I got
how,
them.
How many liters of? Cum?
I got them.
How many? Hold on. How many liters of cum your pussy can take?
Yes, and I got them for
metric.
I got them in a size 11 and a half, which fits me as a 10.
Interesting. I'm going to lose my belt.
You're wearing a belt?
Yeah, I got these pants. Oh. These pants are one size too big by accident.
Yeah, let's do a fit check. Let's go around the room and say what we're all wearing.
I'm wearing Levi's. Same clothes I was wearing last time you guys saw me.
He literally is.
Yep, same exact clothes.
The Moleskine.
You're wearing...
I put on regular jeans. Mm. These came out of the wash already looking like that.
Yeah, they look horrible.
Those are those Levi's commuter jeans,
dude,
yes?
5'11s.
The 5'11s.
Levi's 5'11s is the number one, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's your favorite pants?
What am I wearing, Adam? What number does
it
say? It
looks like an ass crack to me. Mm-hmm. What else? What's underneath?
What number?
Those are
Adam is digging
Gucci.
Into my ass. These are Gucci.
I can't. Stop. I can't look.
Why are you touching my asshole? This motherfucker touched my nuts from the back. Stop.
Well, do you want him to tell you what the pants are?
I
do, but
it
doesn't seem like this is part of the plan.
Don't put his ass all over my furniture.
No, his boxers are touching your furniture.
Anyways,
are those Levi's? Those
yes.
aren't Levi's.
Yes,
they don't have the stitching.
And there was a huge line, and we were all waiting in line, everybody.
Yeah.
And some guy, a homeless person, mentally ill junkie, who knows?
Yeah, of course.
Real fat, huge guy, 6'5".
Sounds good.
Morbidly obese, and he's got one of those walkers. You know, sometimes a little bit of somebody's ass crack will be out. His pants were completely down, under his ass. And he's just
the best.
Slowly walking in front of the whole line.
Oh my god!
That fucking rocks.
That rocks.
Dude.
Yeah.
His whole ass. Not even close to just being some of it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking rules. What kind of pants was he wearing?
I don't know. He probably dressed exactly like I do.
So Nixon and Adidas hoodie.
Dude, I've been so depressed.
Tree foil
I
Adidas hoodie.
I finally went and got a haircut. And
you look good.
It
looks
every
nice.
Every time I get a haircut, I feel better about myself.
You still go to that place on Franklin?
Yeah.
You're wearing a George art by George Halkias.
Art by Judgy. Follow him on Instagram.
Is this a sweatshirt or a long sleeve
T-shirt? Long sleeve tee.
Long sleeve tee is a good look for the season, I feel like.
I think so.
I'm wearing a pair of pants.
Mm-hmm. You're wearing a
from the Gap.
You're wearing a garter belt.
You I'm wearing a girdle.
You have rollers in your hair. You have lipstick on.
I'm wearing a Borat-style G-string underneath my shirt and slacks.
Mm-hmm.
And a, what's it called? It's a barber jacket.
I might get some Macweldon underwear. I just threw out all my old underwear.
Apparently, they're really good. Yeah. I mean, we know they're really good. This is free.
No, it doesn't matter.
No, yeah. On
the premium, we'd say whatever. Well, fuck all the companies.
They're very highly rated.
Yeah.
By GQ.
Yeah. No, they are nice. I mean,
I've been getting Gap underwear, Old Navy underwear, and they wear really nice for like the first four washes.
Yeah.
But then they fall apart.
Yeah, I have like Calvin Klein underwear that I've had for like a decade.
That's what I wear usually.
Yeah, that's good. But then I have like Adidas compression shorts that I got into wearing as underwear.
But do they fuck up your balls?
Yeah, they're really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like particularly fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
You do that constantly.
Yeah, well, I used to wear them. They were only like fucking, you know, like because it packs everything in tight or whatever.
Yeah. Gotta keep the nuts tight.
Nick's transitioning.
I'm transitioning. I'm compressing both my breasts and my balls until I can buy better breasts. Mm-hmm. I know I already have tits. I don't want men's tits.
You want a girl's tits.
So I'll compress my men's tits until...
So you can put some lady titties on top of them bitches.
Yeah. Did you see that Sprite commercial that like conservatives are mad about?
No.
It's like, you know, a bunch of shots of like trans fam, like a family with a trans family member or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it ends with like a father dropping his son off at like gay pride, and the kid like turns to his dad, and the dad's like all proud watching him, and it's like pride means like pride is what you feel when someone you love chooses to be free. And it's like Sprite, and it's like the problem you should have with it is that it's gay, not that it's gay, like gay people.
Like gay people. It's just a gay ad.
It's just like
ad.
Fucking Sprite. You know,
Sprite,
like
Fucking
Pepsi tried to do that with that fucking Black Lives Matter
that
ad
was awesome.
Years ago. And this one is equally as tasteless.
Well, but they don't have a Kardashian. It's not, people aren't dying.
Yeah, people aren't dying. True.
That's probably it. But that's like the old Norm MacDonald
joke. It's like Sprite sucks. You know, Sprite's like the worst. Sprite had a hot moment in the fucking early 90s.
It did. It
Black people
did.
Still fuck with Sprite.
Do they?
Is that so?
I think so.
I don't think so. The amount of citrus options.
Reporting live from the hood, Adam Friedland.
Here, I'm at the dustiest bodega in Bed-Stuy. There's three cats living here.
Dressed like the guy in a Woody Allen movie.
Dude,
that's
Sprite,
with his old
Sprite
wife.
In 1990. Yeah,
you're dressed like the guy Woody Allen bumps into.
There's an 11-year-old boy whose ringtone is the call to prayer.
I love it when the bodega guys are doing that. They're like ringing up condoms and like doing like, $350, bro.
They're watching those.
Hey, man, I got sacks back here if you're trying to pick up.
They're watching those videos of like speeches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
In landscape mode.
Yeah, yeah.
They're always in landscape mode. Yeah. They're never holding their shit upright. They're always holding their shit like this.
And then like, what could possibly, that's the other thing. I didn't ever rent to church. And I don't fucking like, I don't go to Muslim
Oh, you never
church.
Went to church?
Like once or twice.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
It's a mass.
I remember my neighbors, they were Catholic and they missed my birthday or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Like, one of them couldn't, like, their kid couldn't come to my birthday party, so they brought me to church to make up for it.
What?
And then dinner. After,
okay.
Or dinner. Or like a meal.
Where?
Like.
Hamburger?
No. Why does it. They just got rid of the band.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's solid.
So, yeah, there was, to be fair,
they
did go above and beyond, like, you know, you missed my birthday.
And to them, taking you to church is like a good thing. Not
right,
a gay
exactly.
bullshit
yeah.
thing
Chuck
to make
cheese
you sit
is
through.
A treat.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck E. Cheese in church to them is like...
Right.
That's
in fact,
deluxe.
It was, because I never mentioned it. It was never like a thing that was, because as a child, I've been like, can you believe this gay shit? You know,
yeah.
If it was just the church thing, it was very kind of them. I don't even remember playing games. I just remember sitting with their family and having dinner with them.
Eating pizza.
Just for the pizza.
With
another family.
Being like, this is what my life could be like.
This would be nice.
Dude, it was randomly when you would get a meal with a different family that like either didn't hate each other or like just was on their best behavior. Mm-hmm. You were like, mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. They asked their kids in a nice way, what's going on?
They were encouraging me.
Yeah.
I was shocked when I would go to my non-Jewish friends, my Mormon friends' families for dinner. Their families are all so nice and like sweet, but they would drink milk with like at the dinner table, like a glass of milk. Heights?
The gringo shit. That's gringo shit.
That's some YPO shit, mm-hmm. Right?
Mayo ass motherfuckers.
What movie?
Liberty Heights.
No.
So Barry. Oh Levinson yeah.
Is that the one where it's like the Jewish guy falls in love with the black girl?
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, I saw it when it came out. It might be the best Barry Levinson movie in terms of ones that I saw.
What about Diner?
Having an emotional impact. Better than Diner. Yeah, I liked it more than Diner.
I sort of see what you
That's
mean.
That's the only one I've seen.
Yeah, but I literally saw it when it came out and never again. But I just remember that scene with like the, where the Jewish kid has like he's never seen like deli meat.
He's like, what the fuck
is bologna?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, bologna fucking freaked me out. I hadn't seen bologna.
Hawaiian.
Bologna's disgusting.
We were not a bologna household, but we were a more thadella.
It's so far away from like Italian meats that they had to like just change the spelling.
They just made it up. Yeah.
Also,
King's Hawaiian rolls. That family had drank milk.
Those are great. You know what?
And then they had King's Hawaiian rolls, which I'd never had.
Thanksgiving's coming up. Here's the Thanksgiving tip. Those are so good. 10 years ago. Some fucking bitch. Yeah. We were going to like a Friendsgiving thing, and what she made was like, she got Nora's makes a spinach dip soup mix. It's like a cream of spinach soup that you can use spinach dip with sour cream rather than the other shit.
Uh-oh.
You to get the King's Hawaiian bread, the one that comes in a pan, the big motherfucker, hollow that out into a bread bowl, tear up the bread pieces, throw them back in the bag, put the spinach dip in the fucking tin.
That sounds dope.
And you bring that to a party.
I like that.
Dude.
I like the sound of that, bro.
King's Hawaiian rolls are so good, you don't even need them with anything. You could just eat them like a piece of bread.
Yeah.
No butter, no nothing.
I don't know if I've had one.
Yeah, that's basically why.
What? I don't know that I've had a King's
They're
Hawaiian
so
roll.
Good.
Is it a dessert or is it a
no,
roll?
No, it's just a type of bread.
Mm.
It's like potato bread.
Mm. But it's tasty
but
on its
own.
But
they're all like connected. They're like...
I've seen them.
You have to tear them out.
And they look so buttery that they appear to be a dessert to,
and they're
kind of
sweet.
Naked eye. Yeah, okay.
They are sweet.
Yeah.
Maybe I have.
I love
them.
Potato bread. Sometimes I just eat the slices.
Potato bread.
White bread, do that with that shit. I eat any type of bread, really.
I like a burger on a potato roll.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who's against that?
Hot dog, potato buns.
I'm not a white bread type of motherfucker, though. I like to get a fucking loaf of something and just eat the middle.
Yeah, I never
just
had.
Just bowl up
I
the
never
middle.
Really, I never really Crunch. Like had much white bread. Like Wonder Bread, I remember being purchased maybe once.
Yeah.
And mostly what that was used for was like you could roll it up into dough. And I thought
really?
That was cool. Yeah, you can just roll Wonder Bread back in the dough.
What?
And then bake it?
No, I would just eat it like dough balls.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Put some chocolate on there.
Okay. So oh,
that,
yes.
Is that fucked up snack you were talking about as a kid? Think it was normal to feel like...
Hot dog rolls with sugar and cream cheese?
No, but yeah, sure.
Me and Elvis used to do that. Butter or cream cheese with sugar on top.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And then
Elvis's the
body used it to, used all that fuel to make him tall with a small penis. He just became wide.
I just got wide with a small penis. He really did get the better end of that one, dude. Yeah. I resent that mother. We were the same height until like sixth grade. We were like the big boys in elementary school. And then this motherfucker shot up. Fucking piece of shit.
Hey.
Let's talk about being in a ski lodge again, though.
Yeah. It'd be awesome. Chili is what I'm saying.
Oh.
In the ski lodge.
Oh, dude. You're
just going up to Scandinavian women.
Yeah.
Being like, madam, may I purchase you jewels? Like,
nice.
Excuse me? They're like, that's the same guy from before.
You're drinking in a coffee mug. You have chili that you're sipping on?
I'm sipping chili. And I'm pouring bourbon into the chili. Gotta Irish up this chili.
I love it. Irish fucking
Irish
bisque.
Style.
It's an alcoholic pouring grain alcohol into his soups.
You can make any soup Irish style.
Yeah.
Time for some Irish potatoes au gratin.
Time for a little Irish driving over to the the hotel to see what the owner's key card might, what kind of trouble that might get me into in some of these rooms.
I can't wait to Irishly visit some of our female customers. yeah, just Irishly be accused of rape.
It's just a guy, just at a like, just like a barista at a coffee shop. He's making someone a latte, and then he's like pouring half the latte in another cup and pouring some water in the original cup, being like, "Mind if I Jewish up this coffee?"
I'll take my latte Jewish, please.
Mind if I just Jewish this up?
Wait, have you seen that clip of Chuck Schumer?
What? No.
He goes to a diner to give an interview. And he's like, let me tell you a little trick that from the diner. He's like, you order a glass of orange juice, okay? Then a tall glass of water. And then a third empty cup. You pour 10% of the orange juice into the empty cup. You fill the rest of it with water. 10% of the calories.
What?
Plus, you can share it and more people can have orange juice too.
What?
Chuck Schumer.
Just give people healthcare, you fucking dumb. I know.
He's a fucking millionaire from taking bribes from people, and that's how he's spending the money. It's like everyone's relatives are dying, so Chuck Schumer can fucking.
You know how much it costs?
He's stealing juice slowly.
He is the Senate majority leader, or minority leader.
Just buy juice, you fucking cheap piece of shit. Goddamn.
Let me tell you a trick that I like to do at the trick.
Adam, you got a light? I might get this candle going.
Okay. Yeah, let's get it sexy in here. It
smells pretty.
What do we got here? Ooh, cinnamon.
We should do candle reviews on the pod.
We're about to right now. We got Ashland Christmas Noel.
Ashland Christmas cinnamon stick.
Mm-hmm.
Baton de cinnamon.
Hell yeah. Racine just texted me. Racine just texted me Alexandra Daddario's pictures where her titties were.
Oh, yeah, from True Detective.
And he's like, do you remember these?
Yeah, do you remember when this happened?
Remember when
he texted me last night, he was like, fuck these faggots from MSNBC. During the debate.
I love remembering titties. Sucked.
Dude, they are really trying.
I didn't watch
everything.
I didn't watch
Bernie.
But a stitch of it, dude. I was fucking off
it's
the
just
edibles.
Like, why the fuck is take Kamala Harris off the stage?
Gone.
Take fucking. I mean, I
who's
love
that
him,
motherfucker?
But
that,
Andrew Yang gone.
Who's the guy that he's? Who just bought Facebook ads until he got to be on the
Stayer?
Stage? Who the fuck is that guy?
He's got. Well, he has $20 billion, so he just. Dipped. He's just like, whatever, fuck it. I'll spend $300 million not becoming the president.
Yeah, but like, yeah. Ugh, so annoying. It's like, that's the thing with all these fucking rich assholes. It's like, not one of them is like, yeah, I'll just fix Flint or anything good. Mm-hmm. It's just like, yeah, I want to be on the debate stage for no fucking reason. I just want people to know who I am.
Imagine thinking that you're going to be president. Because you're a billionaire. Because
imagine another, Amy Klobuchar thinks she's president.
That's a guy that pretends to be a billionaire.
Right. That's what you don't get. That's not the same skill set.
Right.
Actually being a billionaire, not good for president.
Right.
Pretending to be a billionaire and telling everybody how cool you are.
Right.
Perfect.
Well,
for
everybody always said, you know, politics is just, it's Hollywood for ugly people.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump might be the greatest ugly actor.
That's a good point.
He's sick.
Yeah.
Yep, he was built for this, dude.
None of them have any fucking type of charisma. I mean, vote for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, of course.
Now that that's out of the
Bernie
way.
Bernie aside.
None of them have any kind of, like, charisma.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, just a rehashing of... I mean, they might as well have just read their fucking On the Issues page from each one of their individual websites, with the exception of that, like, exchange in between Booker and Biden over weed.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see it.
And then...
Biden said it's a gateway drug.
Yeah, I saw him saying that.
Tulsi going after Mayor Pete for saying that he wanted to send troops to Mexico, which is like... you know, I get it.
Did everyone was going at Tulsi like she doesn't have 1% of the vote or whatever.
Did anybody go after Pete's bitch ass?
No.
And didn't he do some...
Kamala or Booker should have been like, why did you make up all these fake black people that endorsed you in South Carolina?
That's the most like pressing issue.
That's
with
insanity. And they're
black people. Like, they have every right... as centrists that are behind him and that want to like
Booker cut into his lead. Booker decided to use that one on Biden.
But why?
I don't know.
Yeah, Buttigieg's the ones you got to be worried. He's the gay man. Listen, Corey, as the only other gay man running.
Only gay man running.
That's right. Ooh, this is a good conspiracy.
Yeah,
theory.
Well,
he's
straight.
Not. Pete's
straight. Pete Buttigieg is like, he has no sexuality whatsoever. Yeah. It's just people like called him gay growing up enough because, you know, do you guys want to start a tattling club at school? They're like, no, dude, you're fucking gay. And then he's like, I guess I'm gay.
I'm gay. I have the same reaction to penis or pussy. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. So I guess I'm
smooth like a Ken doll downstairs. I don't have any genitalia. I only have an asshole.
So you think, what's his...
Imagine him and Hillary Clinton sharing a big sun lamp on top of a rock somewhere. Just using the warmth of the sun to regulate their body temperature, which they're incapable of doing themselves.
Going halves on a three-year-old afterwards.
Right, yeah. Slowly measuring a three-year-old by laying down next to it. And then inching over the three-year-old's body. And so there's an outline of a three-year-old frozen like Han Solo in Hillary's stomach. I got more votes than Bernie Sanders, and he lost to me.
At least it seems like she's gone away, or maybe she's trying to come back. I don't know. She had that weird media tour where I was like, oh, is this bitch about to fucking run?
Well, she said, so many people are asking me to run.
Everybody's asking me.
Please do it. Please fucking do it.
Honestly, at this point, please do it.
I mean, it's like...
It would be funny.
The only point in paying attention is like the satisfaction you get out of watching these people fail.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I guess is kind of what the podcast is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
But joke's on you. Guess who just closed on a ski lift? Ooh, you get sued because the ski lodge is called Luigi's Mansion.
You get one of those fires that has like a chin, like in the
middle
of the room.
It's public domain now. Yeah. The original one is public domain.
Once there's two video game sequels, it's public domain. Mm-hmm.
It's called Murphy's Law. Ever hear of it?
That's right. It's called Murphy Brown's Law. Mm-hmm. Where it's, if you fuck a tall blonde bitch.
Yeah. My plan is if I get sued, what I'm going to do is, and nobody ever thinks about this, you just bring a gun into the courtroom. They take everyone's guns, but if you can manage to sneak a gun in there, you just have to kill the bailiff. And then once that's done.
That's one guy. Easy.
You're king of the court.
That's right.
And then...
Then you put a gun in the judge's mouth.
We'll see about your lawsuit, Nintendo.
You make the judge strip and give you his robes. Mm-hmm.
The judge takes the robe off and he's completely naked. That's the only thing. Okay, please, just... pulls the robe off, just absolutely nude.
Completely nude. There's a wet spot where his cock was.
Yeah, right. They don't wear any clothes anymore.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. You've brought your own wig to be a judge. You brought your own like British judge's wig.
They still dress like that in Hong Kong.
That's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're protesting over? Getting to keep those wigs?
Yeah, they want the wigs. Like yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone else is cosplaying over there too.
It's true.
What's Hong Kong like? You want to go to Japan, but you don't have enough money.
No, it's more expensive.
Isn't it Japanese China?
It's Japanese China.
Yeah. So it's like if you want sushi.
It's capitalist China.
It's weird that there's a lot of Asian people in Australia.
Why? They're right there.
I know, but just, you know.
It's close.
Yeah, I know what you mean in terms
of they talk
how, like, how. I do know what you mean in terms of when we went there and how Asian everything influenced was. Because, like, every fast food, there's so much Chinese and Thai.
Well, the Thai food and the Vietnamese food there was, like, better than I've had in the States. Yeah.
Yeah, dude,
it's like Mexican food for them.
They had, true. They had better Greek food too.
Yeah, I wish I could go back to that Greek restaurant.
We're going, dude.
Oh yeah, that's right. We are going.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be in Australia in April.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna do a little, just a little tease for you, fucking whatever the fuck.
And Los Angeles, we're never gonna go. So
yep, we are back in Australia.
We're going
twice.
Half across the world because
have not been to Philadelphia.
Because
but this time the move is get like Oxycontin.
Yeah,
or Percocets instead of Tramadol when I go to the Greek
restaurant.
I love that. And then, yeah, and then.
Everyone was offering us ketamine after the Melbourne.
Here's the thing,
so.
Boys. We're only going to be there. It's going to be a shorter trip, so we got to be on drugs the whole time.
We got to be on amphetamines. We're doing our gala shows, and I want to make sure that I'm fucked up. And not do a single set before, in between now and then.
Dude, it's for real, though.
Look, they booked me. You paid for the tickets, so get
no
ready for
refunds.
An hour description of my ski lodge. my show at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, Luigi's Mansion.
The ski lodge.
It's me touching my forehead. And then there's
one eyebrow raised,
me adjusting my glasses. Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion cold.
And I go on stage
resort.
And I was like, oh, it's raped, yeah?
It was raped in
a ski
lodge.
I got rape a dude in my fucking Acerune.
The guy playing a didgeridoo the whole time.
Yeah, right. Luigi's Mansion was one of the best shows we saw.
I got my house. Yeah. Racer Rodini.
Is there a chance that one of us could win?
It's modern art because he graphically describes being raped
being
while playing.
Raped.
While having an entire GameCube shoved in his ass.
I was in a GameStop.
And it's really visceral and emotional. At the end, he says, just kidding.
None of that happened to me, you fucking homos.
But what if it did?
Mm-hmm. But what if?
So, you know, they say, because initially you think it's highlighting how rape can't be funny, you know, how it's how something so traumatic.
Yeah.
Can't ever be something that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the end, he says, just kidding. And you realize you paid $350. $350 to see a man make fun of rape victims and then say, just kidding at the end. And it's like, you gotta laugh. You gotta laugh. And then you feel like, well, I guess if that can be funny, then all regular rape can
then
be funny.
I've
got
to start raping.
Mm-hmm.
If
I got
funny.
My show, fringe show I'm preparing is called Our Bodies in Lived Space.
Mm.
Yeah.
That and what do you do that for that?
I don't know, but it sounds like one of those kind of shows.
Yeah, I'm going to do a one-man show, I'm just going to do a bunch of Greek voices.
I would love to take it like to do a serious hour about how it sucks that games suck now. 10 years ago, games were awesome.
Dude, games, remember Halo?
Fucking.
You know.
People think the problem is politics, but fucking games
suck.
Dude,
Halo 2 was good.
Yeah, they're used to, the pinnacle of gaming came when there was a debate where people were starting to say, are video games art? And the answer was a loud, obvious no, you fucking
yeah, of
idiot.
Of course, it's stupid.
Of course they're not art.
They're
you
not
moron.
Art. Do real art, you fucking piece of shit.
And then all of the people that were influenced by that conversation and bought into the idea that they could possibly be art, who were like 7 at the time,
mm-hmm.
now have like, you know, Van Dyke goatees and wear like silk black button-up shirts and like
right.
these fucking... You know, those leather bracelets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. they write these articles as if video games are art.
Which they're not, to be clear.
Or have any kind of fucking importance culturally to the extent that you... Like, that's the thing. It's like, well, should there be girls in video games? And it's like, you do whatever the fuck you want. Which needs to be acknowledged is that it is not important and it doesn't
yeah,
fucking matter.
I know. And
it's
the
like,
same way comedy is bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that this is the arena where we're proving what a good society we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Video games are even somehow less important than stand-up comedy. No. Yeah.
Representation is a million times more important in pornography than video games.
I agree.
It's more important that people on a visceral,
we
disgusting
need guys
level
with little ass dicks of porn,
a libidinal level, see themselves represented.
Yeah.
Than in some dipshit when you're like, oh, but what if I can't be a space captain? It literally does not matter.
No joke, man. I love jacking off to those videos where it's like that fat guy with a little penis that they humiliate, and I'm like, wow, I have a bigger penis than him, and it makes me happy, dude. And
does
I jack
it?
Off, and I'm like, my dick is bigger than that guy.
Man, that's even more pathetic than being the guy in the video.
I love it, dude. He's got I don't know, some kind of Hispanic guy, and he fucks hot women, and I'm like, yeah, nice.
Is All it right. Bob?
It might be Bob.
Yeah, I remember that. I haven't seen those in like 15 years.
Yeah, they'll pop up on. I'll do a deep scroll on X videos sometimes.
I used to go to E-Fucked all the time.
Yeah.
E-Fucked was hilarious.
Classic.
E-Fucked.
Some of my favorite vids.
Yeah, I checked in. It's not as. I don't feel like it's as good anymore. Yeah. That's another thing. Games and E-Fucked.
E-Fucked
10
was,
years ago.
E-Fucked
dude?
Was hot in 2006.
I remember there's a video, and it's this panning shot of like a bedroom, and there's like aquariums in the background, and there's these two women like shoving eels in their pussies. And then it like keeps panning, and then there's a guy with a puffer fish, and he's just sliding it onto his cock.
Could you die
Hell
like
yeah.
that?
What?
Well, you know how puffer fish are poisonous, no?
No, that's from The Simpsons.
I think it's real.
Fugu. Wow, we should have gotten fugu in Japan.
We should have.
What's fugu?
There's a type of fish that has a like a poison in its like liver or something, and if you cut it the wrong way, the poison like saturates the fish and it can kill you.
Damn.
So sushi chefs know how to like cut it that just allows like a little bit of the poison into the rest of the meat, mm-hmm. so it kind of like makes your tongue numb.
Damn.
Rather than being like a lethal dose of the poison.
Yeah, from The Simpsons.
I don't want to do that. I'm too scared. I don't want to die.
All right, I got an idea for a one-man show, okay?
Okay, I'm listening.
All right, it's my foreskin from when I was a baby, but he's been trying to find me my whole life.
Yep.
And one day he shows up at my door with a stick and a bindle, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And I'm like, who are you? And he said, I'm your foreskin. And then I shut the door in his face, and I say, you know, I have a whole life now.
No, fuck you.
Fuck you, I have a whole life now. You think you could just come
you
back?
You can't just come back.
Into my life and expect me to love you. I gave you away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I...
Plus, what is the Jewish God going to say? What's freaking Adonai going to say about that?
Come on, stop. You can't
what?
You can't use the Lord's name.
Is that the bad one?
Come on, bro, dude.
Which is the good
you gotta
one?
Got to beep that out.
Hashem?
That's Hashem. Is the good one.
You think that's what you're talking about?
There's one you're not supposed
Stav
to say.
Said, Stav right. said the you can't say Adonai.
But you just said it.
I know. I don't
gotcha.
Believe in it.
Bitch. Got it.
That
man.
Was
the
I don't
whole,
believe in
ha-ha,
it.
Haha, that was the whole point. Dude.
Gotcha.
Now you're out of Jewish.
As
heaven.
If I don't know everything about that culture.
Hashem just means the name.
Oh really?
Yeah.
It's like saying the N-word.
Yeah.
It's the N-word for Adonai.
The N.
Man, whatever, man. Jewish guy can suck my fucking dick. Although, I gotta say, you guys took a lot of L's early on. And, of course, the Holocaust was a pretty tough
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we stay winning.
But you are winning. It's,
Jewish
it's so annoying.
Women stay winning.
No, now I don't know about that.
Yeah. We've had a good century.
Yeah, dude. You get to fucking molest as many kids as you want.
We get to molest kids just like the Catholics that were murdering us for a long time.
That's true. Oh, so you're copying.
We're copying.
You're not even original.
One of our favorite things to do.
That's true. Wow.
They hate copying.
Jews?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I guess I'm thinking about like intellectual property laws.
Oh, yes, that's true. They
if
they do
own something, they don't want you to copy it.
Yeah,
but if
they
you
don't
own
like copying things, they like exploiting things. There's
that's
a difference.
True. That's true. Chinese
it's not
like
that
to
they
copy.
Want to be like black people. They want to sell what black people do back to them and control all the rights to it.
That'd be funny if Chinese
true.
Like
that's
Chinese.
True. Yeah,
there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's an idea. You know how the Chinese like to pirate like American technology?
Right.
What if they start pirating American stand-up comedy?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Chinese comedians that are like, there are two different kind of black people.
Black people.
Black people.
say.
There's black people, and then there's what's the word in Chinese?
What is it?
Yeah.
No, I'm
not gonna tell everybody what it is, Adam.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Oh, I am not scared. It's Japanese.
The thing about Chinese people is there's one kind of Chinese people. Black people, there is two kinds.
Yeah, or just regular shows. Chinese fucking Martin.
Yeah, Chinese.
Well,
they do have a Chinese Mad About You, I think.
Really?
Yeah. There's also a Chinese version of the movie What Women Want that's like a shot-for-shot remake in Chinese.
Hell yes,
he does the Frank Sinatra hat the scene.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about What Women
Want.
There's
either.
A scene where Mel Gibson gets drunk. He's trying on all these different women's... like he's trying on tights and he's like shaving his legs and stuff. And he's getting fucked by a
I just remember the scene.
He's doing a dance to
where
Sinatra.
He's fucking the woman and like he can hear her being like...
I remember that one too.
Like, God, he sucks at fucking and he goes into the bathroom and he gives himself a pep talk and then suddenly he's good at fucking.
Yeah.
And it's like, this doesn't make any sense.
Well, he learns how to... He learns from her thoughts. He learns from her thoughts. I remember thinking about that constantly.
Yeah, that
and
would
I,
be cool.
I saw that movie before I even had sex, and I knew I would be facing that predicament.
Mm-hmm.
I would be blowing it. I would say 30...
I remember interpreting that as a horror movie. Mm. Guy, can you imagine?
Scary.
It was called What If Women Really Couldn't Shut Up?
What if you couldn't ignore women?
Yeah.
What if you had to listen to them?
Yeah.
Instead of just pretending to.
Yeah. Can you imagine though how awful it would be to have that happen to you in like 2016?
Oh yeah.
Hillary is beautiful and she's perfect and she's the best and she's perfect. And everyone who doesn't like her is a rapist. And they're like, that guy's probably a rapist. I'm gonna accuse him of rape. For not voting for Hillary. And you're like, I'm just trying to sit in the library.
I just want to read. I just want to fucking open a big encyclopedia and underneath it have pornography and jack off.
Yes. Yes.
Can you please leave me alone? Damn, I want to do that someday, dude.
Yeah.
Jack off with a secret porno mag under a book.
Under a book?
You know, like...
Inside of a book.
Inside of a book.
What city is that?
I don't know. The Guangzhouang province?
That's San Francisco.
Is it?
I believe so. Yeah. That's the Bay Bridge.
The Orange Bridge.
And that's that triangle-ass skyscraper.
I finally started playing
Luigi's Mansion.
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Ooh.
Which one's 4? 5 is in L.A.
5.
Right?
That's the one. 5.
Yeah.
4 is the one with... it's here. It's yeah, the that one with I the played. Russian
that,
guy.
That one's awesome.
That one rules, bro.
Dude. That's the best GTA guy.
Except, yeah, he is definitely the best guy.
Is his name Nico Bellic?
Yeah. The problem is it would make you do gay shit. Like, you'd have to, like, go on dates or something. Or, you, like, people would call you and you have to hang out with them. And
they do that
I
in GTA 5.
I don't
think
it's gay 5. To go on
it's like, dates. GTA 5, your phone rings and you're like, well, I guess I have to drive a tow truck.
Yeah.
I was on my way to go murder somebody, but now I guess I have to do this prostitute's tow truck jobs.
I have to go to yoga.
Lamar, can you come over? I need help. Somebody needs to walk the dog.
Although the dog does rule. It's a fucking little bull, fat bulldog.
I've done none of the dog missions.
The dog is cute as fuck.
I'm doing all the Trevor shit now. I finally got the Trevor shit going.
That's a good part of the game.
Is it?
Well, yeah. When you're in the desert, just going buck wild.
Yeah. That mission was cool.
When you kill everyone in that little bar.
45 tweakers.
Yeah, dude. Yes. That shit rules. Oh, and doesn't he like he gets on meth and you're like on in rage mode or whatever?
Yeah, you can use
that shit. Rocks,
damn, maybe too. I'll start playing GTA 5. I haven't played it in like 5 years.
I have games that I'm done with.
I had it downloaded
You can have Modern Warfare.
Wow. I'm good, dude.
It's boring. It just got fucking boring, dude.
I'm good.
I load. It's the same thing as like because Battlefield like 1 or 4.
Is that the one you played forever?
Yeah, Battlefield 1 I played for like a fucking year and a half.
Battlefield you played, yeah, there's like 6 months of this podcast where you did it while playing Battlefield.
Yeah. Battlefield 1 was great.
That's the one in World War 2, right?
It's World War 1.
World War 1, yes.
Yeah, I remember thinking it was limited, but then like the more I think about it, it's like I really enjoyed that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked fun. I just suck dick at those games, dude. I might fuck around and play Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't have that one, Adam.
Well, you need a Switch for that, right?
Yeah, well,
you don't have a Switch?
You're not allowed to.
How much is a Switch? 300?
200.
200?
Yeah.
Fucking loser, you don't have a Switch.
Apparently, Pokemon sucks.
What?
But I know I wouldn't play it.
Sword?
Anyways. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to play that if it was cool. Do Pokemon have swords or no?
No. No, it's the fuck? Same. I don't know anything about it, but I'm sure it's the same thing as the old ones. It was great how they would just keep re-releasing that game and be like, so how about a different color?
Yeah. Crystal.
Yeah.
And you just kind of draw them a little differently.
I mean, I only ever played red or blue or whichever one.
Yeah,
it was.
I played red. I played blue, and then I played yellow for a hot sec.
Yeah, never did that.
But yellow was like some fake shit, dude. It's off of the TV show. You got Pikachu. Dude, it was for the fake fans, dude.
The fake fans. Not who had TVs.
Yeah.
I grew up in a Game Boy household.
Oh, yes.
My family would all sit around and play Game
Boy. That was the biggest screen in the family. Mm-hmm.
We'd all take turns pressing a button.
Mm-hmm.
One of two buttons.
Game Boy
was awesome.
Playing Metroid, but being like, it's a woman under there. Samus has titties.
I just replayed Super Metroid on Switch.
You did?
On Switch, yeah.
Was it good?
It's free.
Ooh-wee. Oh, do you have that, like, subscription thing?
No, it's free. Just download.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's my shit, dude. I gotta fire the Switch back up.
Maybe watch
you just touch my balls.
Yeah, dude. As a retaliation.
Oh, that's right. You do have a
beginning.
Switch.
Yeah.
We should play Smash.
We really should.
I've played it like two times.
I know. We were playing it at the beginning, and then we just stopped.
I'm bad at Smash.
I'm bad at it, too. That's why we should play.
Yeah, we're all bad at it.
Stop's good, I thought.
Anybody that's good at Smash
better than
is a
you,
fucking loser.
But I'm not good.
There's maybe three people who should be playing Smash and they're all bad at it.
They're all, yeah.
if you get too good that you think about, like, maybe I should compete in this.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, you should be put down at your doctor's office. It should be.
What are your hobbies? It's just one of the check
your
boxes.
Your doctor's like, nope, it's just a routine vaccine booster. Just, you know, why is my whole family here? They're all crying and hugging you. They're like, sorry, Mikey. We heard you might try to be competing in Smash Brothers. So we're having you put down, big guy.
It was fun while it lasted, huh? I mean, well, you didn't get any pussy your whole life.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen. That wasn't going to happen, so we're just going to go ahead and nip it in the bud.
Although one time a very fat girl that likes anime and has pigtails.
Yeah.
Who gets attention because she's the only woman in her group of eight friends. She almost sucked your dick, but...
Yeah. I remember... I wish I could find it again, but it was from some Comic-Con. It's some, like, autistic girl or whatever in line for something. And some guy with a camera is, like, bullying her. And he's like, yeah, but Bulma has green hair or whatever. And she's like, Bulma has blue hair in the thing. He's like, no, she has green hair.
Oh, no. Just her brain melting down.
She's just all upset or whatever. Yeah, man. Fuck, that video was funny.
Oh, that was it? I thought there was a turn or something,
no,
but nope.
No.
Dog, when I was in Portland, there was literally a fucking, like, Pacific Northwest Pacific Otakon going on at the convention center, and I was staying right by it. I rode the elevator with a family of cosplayers, and it did not smell great, the boys.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was fucking horrible.
You're just smelling yourself, and you're like, man, this family.
This family smells bad. Damn.
It's definitely this family and not me, the 35-year-old who's addicted to weed candy.
Yeah. This family smells like chicken wings in your own cum. What? That's weird, dude.
Just standing there, your belt doesn't even reach around your pants. It's just going into your ass.
Yeah, it starts at the beginning, and then it just gets swallowed up by my asshole.
Wow, this family stinks.
This family smells bad.
It's you. It's everyone but me. Yeah, it's pretty much... Whole world just stinks.
Except for me. Now, to go get my second dinner.
When I lived in Los Angeles, I fucking pissed my car while drunk, and I forgot about it. And then I would drive around and be like, man, this city stinks.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you, right, my old cat,
before we got him fixed, he was like busting all over everything in the apartment.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And I put a coat on for work, and I was like riding the bus, and I was there's a homeless guy next to me, and I was like, this guy is disgusting. Like, yeah, I've never smelled anything so bad. And then I got to my office, I was like, I still smell him.
Yeah.
And then I took my coat off. I was like, oh, my cat just like blasted all over my jacket.
You had cat jizz all over you, dude.
It was like cat jizz.
Damn, cat jizz smells bad?
I was at the Whole Foods.
Awful.
Really?
Awful.
I was at like Whole Foods and I passed by like some older homeless guy, but he was like, even with his homeless clothes, was like trying to look fresh. He was like, checking
hell
himself.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like adjusting his hat.
Yeah, of course. Just
reeks of shit.
Damn.
It was like,
hey man, hey, make the most of your situation, brother. He's maximizing
it. Yeah, right.
I got doo doo in my ass.
It's like, I look good.
But I'm getting homeless pussy. Someone's got to get homeless pussy, and it's about to be me.
It's about to be Lawrence. You know, Lawrence is going to clean up once I get to the shelter.
Oh God!
And I'm just like, my haircut looks stupid.
Respect to Lawrence, dude. I love him.
Just yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, just doing like
oh yeah,
checking himself. Yeah, I was at that same Whole Foods one time, and I was just charging my phone. Mm-hmm. So I used to go there to like use the internet. I didn't have internet at my place.
The Chinatown.
And I was there with like this. I struck up a conversation with some like Ukrainian kid and his uncle.
Oh yeah, you told me this.
There's
this
kid with this like shitty mohawk. You know how like Europeans.
Yeah, and he was like visiting
Europeans, like because they don't have. They come from countries where there's not a single black person. Yep. So the thing that's cool over there is like a windbreaker with too many zippers.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, right, like they just have really bad. Like they dress like beach balls.
Yeah.
You know?
Like that. Yeah, a lot of stitches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Anyway, so this fucking kid, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm like, you're visiting New York. I'm like standing here with my uncle. The uncle just wordless the whole time. And then like, what is just like nothing planned? Flies all the way across. Goes from Ukraine to fucking New York to hang out at the fucking Whole Foods with his homeless uncle. He's like, well, back to Ukraine, I guess.
My cousin was visiting from Israel when we were kids.
Interesting.
And he had a shirt on that said, it said Gangster Sportivit. And I was like, what does Gangster Sportivit mean? He's like, you know, like gangster, but they play sports too.
<That's so dumb>. He thought he was about to set the U.S.
He's like, yeah, I'm about to go to America.
Dude.
I gotta wear my gangster,
my good shit,
TV
dude.
Shirt. Yeah,
gangster sportivit.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. But I guess it just means black to them. You know, like,
yeah,
you know, black people gangster.
Have you
sports.
Ever heard the N word?
They play sport.
Yeah.
How many? How much relatives do you have over in Israel, Adam?
I have
the entire country.
The entire country. No. My grandfather's brother moved there in 1948.
48, kind of late on that one, huh?
No, that was the year that Israel started.
Yeah, there weren't any Jews there before.
But
that.
But you know what I mean, like
he didn't go before the country started though.
But the you know what happened?
What do you mean? The Holocaust?
That, yeah.
He wasn't in the Holocaust.
Yeah, damn, imagine like how dumb you got to be to move to Israel after the Holocaust.
Yeah,
you had all this time to move there before the Holocaust, dude. And you get it's like 1948, and you're like, well, I guess they're gonna keep doing this Holocaust thing.
It's gonna come
time
back.
To leave Germany, and then you move to the fucking desert, and then you're like, yeah, no, we're not doing the Holocaust anymore.
You're like, fuck,
god damn it,
I wanted.
Guess I gotta start wearing my gangster sport
gangster sportivit. Yeah, he couldn't understand why.
Why didn't
I thought
they
it was
just
so
pick?
Funny.
Why didn't they just pick another spot for Israel?
Well,
man?
They tried to. They tried to give them Uganda.
They should give them.
Wait, really?
They give them Northern Ireland.
Yeah, give them.
They
something.
Tried to give them Baja, Mexico.
That's not bad.
There's a book, a Michael Chabon book about like an alternative reality where they gave the Jews Alaska.
Oh fuck! I think I know what you're talking. I think I listened to a Fresh Air about this.
Yeah, the Yiddish policeman.
Yeah, I thought it was North Dakota or something.
You should really cram them all into Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just well, they're the IRA folks are like really pro-Palestine. There's like
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Nick wants them to get blown up by car bombs.
No, I'm just saying, see what happens.
You know, there's this
as a man, a simple owner of a ski lodge. I just want to see how that would play out.
Nick just wants Israelis versus the fucking IRA. Damn, what an unfair fight. The IRA is going to whoop their ass.
I don't know about that. Israel gets $38 billion every month.
Do they still have nukes?
To buy a gangster sport TV shirt.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably would have nukes.
Israel?
In Northern Ireland?
In Northern Ireland. I don't think so. An alternate reality where Israel
I don't think you get Ireland. Nukes in if you're in Europe. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. What does it really matter?
They have nukes in Europe.
Yeah. It's so funny that Russia has nukes.
They have so many.
We have so many.
I mean, the two of us have all of the nukes.
Yeah.
Every other country has like three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, doesn't it just take one to blow everything?
Israel has a lot.
Israel has a thing called Project Samson.
Mm-hmm. You know about this stuff?
That's awesome. Oh, is it something about getting your hair cut?
Well, it's they never have ever admitted that they have nukes, but basically if like there's a nuke coming that's going to destroy Israel, they'll release their nukes and then just take out the entire Middle East.
Oh. Also Europe, too.
And Europe.
Damn.
Yeah. They're like, and you know how Samson like was holding the pillars, you know, and then they collapsed and then everyone died?
Yeah.
So that's like the same kind of...
Wouldn't everyone have died either way? Samson was trying to save everybody, wasn't he?
For
that bitch, Delilah,
cut his hair off. What a fucking cunt.
You think Delilah had good pussy?
She had to have. She had to have some of the best puss.
Oh, yeah. Who do you think historically had good pussy?
Cleopatra.
Helen of Troy.
Cleopatra, and then I'm kind of tapped out of women from history.
Cleopatra definitely at least sucked dick because she was also ugly.
List all the women of history. Cleopatra.
Anne Frank.
Amelia Earhart.
Anne Frank, Amelia Earhart, Sacagawea, Pocahontas.
And Harriet Tubman. And
two or three more.
Who's that Diana, French bitch that dressed like a guy so she could be in the war?
Statue of Liberty.
Princess Godiva.
That's all of them.
Godiva.
Who's that bitch?
The bitch that was naked on the horse?
Betty Boop.
Betty Boop.
Betty Boop.
Who's that French bitch that was in the Mrs. war and then they burned her?
Mm-hmm. Oh, couple more. Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc.
Fievel's sister.
Fievel's sister from...
her name all Masha. The American girl dolls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Aristocats.
The Aristocats.
Mm-hmm. The mom from the Aristocats.
Cruella de Vil.
Let's name more women, I guess.
Of history.
Yeah, of history, of history.
Martha Washington.
Oh, Marge Simpson.
Marge Simpson.
Marge Simpson.
Yeah.
Queen.
Ooh, a bunch Latifah. Of queens.
Yeah. All the queens. Latifah.
Yeah, fuck.
Catherine the Great. Did from
she,
Russia.
She got her pussy. She
got worked out by horses.
That's a rumor.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Nefertiti.
That is, I think, Cleopatra.
No, it isn't, you fucking idiot.
Isn't that just the same person?
It's the same. They were both queen of Africa.
They're both...
Nefertiti was like thousands of years
back
before
when
Cleopatra.
Africa had, when they were
I'm pretty sure it's the same thing.
In the Hotep times, they're all kings.
Everyone was a king. You walked to
shit.
Africa in the year 8,000.
I love it. Like we were all kings, and every king had a bunch of bitches. Had to do whatever he
wanted. I love that so much.
Before slavery, we were kings, and we could do any kind of female genital mutilation our crazy minds could come up with.
Before the Yacoubians invented female orgasms.
The Yacoubians. And devil.
What was I gonna say?
There I'm was apparently to think of more
some.
Women.
Nah, that's fine. There was apparently some super rich African king or whatever that had like more riches than anybody or something. Or maybe I've just been.
Yeah, Timbuktu. It was all gold and books. It was called the Library of the World.
That's pretty cool.
Where every book from Europe came. No, this is true. From Timbuktu.
Mm-hmm.
Or. Fucking, I don't know.
What is Timbuktu? Is that really what Timbuktu is?
Yeah, I think so.
Because even Greek people would talk about Timbuktu.
Well, isn't it where Garfield would mail Nermal when he was annoyed with her? I think that's the origin.
Oh, it's from Garfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my estimation.
Now, was Nermal a boy?
No, Nermal was a girl that was just like annoying. And Garfield,
are you sure?
Garfield's gay, so instead of fucking Nermal.
I was going to say, if it's a girl, why didn't Garfield get top?
Yeah, I was always, that was my number one question as a kid is like, Garfield's this fat bitch.
I know, dude.
Who's getting, just hates his friend John, hates Odie, he's mean to him, and finally you get a chance to get some pussy.
Some pussy pie.
And you're tricking that bitch into getting into a box so you can probably kill her.
He's clearly gay.
Yeah. I mean, if you're smart enough to, as a cat, to know how the post system works, to send international mail.
Yes.
You would think you would learn how to, you know.
Wait a second.
How to get some puss.
Jason Marsden played Nermal. David Eggenberg. Maybe this is a man. Wow.
Nermal was gray Garfield?
What the fuck is this? I typed in Nermal Garfield, and the first thing that comes up is this 1,000% Garfield Lego that cost $455.
Mm. That sounds awesome. You should buy it.
I mean, I kind of want to.
Dude, Nermal is a fucking boy, dude. That's why.
Is Nermal a
boy?
Yeah,
Nermal was introduced as a kid and belonged to John's parents. But now he's just a neighborhood cat.
Oh, yeah. Which usually results in Garfield trying to ship him to Abu Dhabi. Not even Timbuktu.
But that's for the banking.
It's fucked up, though, because Nermal did look like a girl.
Yeah, it's got big eyelashes, and it had like a girl's voice.
Maybe Nermal was trans.
That's weird.
Maybe that and I always hasn't thought, come out of the closet.
I always thought Peppermint Patty from Peanuts was a guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends. Friends are the...
There was no pussy. There was no girl cat. There had to have been. Oh, yeah, there was a Arlene.
This is Nermal's voice.
It's supposed to be
a
little
a
boy.
Guy?
Because Nermal at first was a kitten.
No, that's a woman. That's a woman.
I know, dude, but they use ladies to voice little boys. Like Bobby Hill is voiced by Pamela Adlon.
And the suggested videos is that puppet class sketch from SNL, which is like still might be one of my favorite sketches of all time.
What sketch is that?
It was like it's from the Bill Hader era, which is the only sketch I even remember seeing. It's just like this class where they do an introduction of puppeteering where like people make their own puppets.
Oh, I haven't seen
the
that
puppets
one.
All kind of look like them, but yeah, so they have make puppets with Seth MacFarlane. So they're all like mostly normal, but then Bill Hader plays this like Vietnam vet.
Oh, yeah, that sketch is amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I fuck with
Anthony Peter Coleman.
Oh, yeah.
Family private first class. United States Army. Dishonorable discharge. May 19th, 1983.
Okay, and Anthony, what is your puppet's name?
Tony.
And can we hear a little
Go ahead. Tell him what happened. There was a rebel village 5 clicks down the road. Bird came down from top brass. Make it disappear.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
good stuff.
Great.
Bill Hader rules, dude. Yeah. Barry's good as fuck.
Is a click a mile?
I think a kilometer.
It's a kilometer.
I would guess.
I'm going to start using click.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
you should
use all sorts of like tactical stuff. You know, tactical measurements.
Not me, man.
Saying Papa Bravo, I don't know what it is. I had a friend that was a captain in the Army that explained it to me one time.
Papa Bravo?
Something, it has to do with some like grid orientation or it's like when you call, he was like an artillery officer, so he knew all that shit, and he overheard it in some piece of media, and he's like, that's not how that works.
Mm.
And everyone's eyes glazed over as he
of
explained.
Course. Shut up. No one likes a military nerd.
Yeah.
That's being two gay things. You're military, you're cool because, you know, you're an alpha at least. Or you're a nerd and you're smart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you but fart, bro?
I might have. But
no, it's that family.
Yeah, dude, that family from fucking Portland is back. Damn. Have you guys ever fucked like a anime type bitch?
Yeah.
You have?
Like a cosplay type
I didn't mean,
shit?
Have you fucked an Asian woman?
No, yeah. I fucked a couple girls that were
like autistic ones or just like fucking.
Or do you mean
like,
hot
that
girls
like,
that would wear
like wear cosplay shit to cons and stuff?
Who?
Back in when I was going to techno a lot, I fucked a couple of those girls.
What's techno?
When I was going out to, you know,
the club?
To the club. Back in my DC days.
Did you ever fucking did you ever fuck anybody in a costume?
No, just with a bunny tail butt plug.
And you had it in your ass?
It was in my ass. I thought you were asking if I was in a costume.
You had it in your ass and she's making you suck a carrot?
Yes.
It's in her pussy, but you don't get to touch
it. Well, she
pussy.
Had a carrot strapped on.
Mm. I remember there was a bitch that would wear a tail to the call center I worked at.
Hell yeah.
In her asshole?
Like around the office.
Yeah.
I mean, that's as bad as in her asshole.
Yeah, those raccoon tails were around for a while.
Yeah. My name's Trixia Vixen. It's like, your name's Sarah. Sarah Beth. Don't, like, I'm not calling you that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not trans. That's not a gender. There's nothing in the fucking the HR department does not care.
It says
about
I have
this.
To respect this.
You like are not. You're not gonna get me in trouble.
Yeah.
Get the fuck away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Please take your disgusting microwave lunch into the bathroom.
There's a video. There's a video.
There was a guy at that call center that would play Nintendo DS.
Yeah.
And he'd bring the DS, and he was this like ogre-ish, big fat guy, and mm-hmm. autistic, but like. One of like there's a type of autistic guy that just has like a kind of like this speech impediment and a like a slight New Jersey accent. you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like I don't. And like he would just sit there like emotionless.
In Texas, right?
Yeah. And he would just play. You come into the break room,
mm-hmm.
and you would have to like. Angle your body so there's no way you could even remotely make eye contact yeah. with him because he would just stare at you. He would sit at like one of the, they had like booth seating and he would just stare at you. And if you like made eye contact with him just for a half second, be like, have you ever heard of Nintendo DS?
Damn, dude. That is awesome.
And he would just talk to you about it.
Just not giving a iota of a fuck whether you're interested yeah. at all.
No, I remember I walked in there one time and there was like there would be occasionally be like a hot girl that worked there, and I remember
oh,
there
yeah,
was
I
one
fucked
time
her.
Yeah there was one time there was this girl talking, she was like oh okay cool you know, and he's like talking to her and I was just like laughing so hard imagining that he just fucked every woman.
Yeah. Anyway, do you want to get
yeah,
out of here?
Do you want to after this? Do you want to come over to my apartment and talk about Nintendo DS? I guess
sounds fun.
Sure. We're going to talk about Nintendo DS, right?
Did you see that video on Twitter of, like, a guy coming out to his mom by showing her his fursona? Like, no. Showing her his, like, furry suit?
Yeah, and then the mom put the suit on and people are like, kill this bitch your son or whatever. Like, I never understood the, like, furry hatred.
People
and
hate
it's lame,
them.
But it's yeah. like, so what?
There's
yeah,
so
cares?
Much lame shit in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
I mean,
definitely
it's
a
like
backlash.
The fetish is weird, but it's also like it's a hobby that they put a lot of effort into
right.
making that
It's
costume.
One thing if you're just getting fucked in a weird manner, fine. Yeah. But then you're just like not hard stitching like your raccoon suit to yeah. like look forward to getting fucked in it or whatever.
I think that if anyone it's finds what it is that makes them bust... It's we should just be like that's cool.
Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Except if it's a kid.
Well, you didn't say that at first.
Well, I
Jeffrey
didn't.
Jeffrey okay. Adam Friedland Epstein.
JES baby, or J.
I was talking with Max about this a couple months ago. But like, can you imagine if like you're one of those guys that gets off on giganticism, like? A yeah. guy that like, like the thing that makes him bust
50-foot tall woman.
Yeah, that's the thing that ultimately he wants.
You
want
to be put in a
and 15. It can't exist in the real world.
Yeah, but I mean, for the most part, people's fantasies are like, you know, like Stav's thing is like, you know, masturbating to a video of a guy with literally a medically small. penis.
Well, there's women
to,
in
imagine
it also.
A,
I'm not looking at his penis
in which he has a big penis. So that'll never exist. It'll never happen.
That's true. I guess that is. I guess that it does not exist in the real world.
It will never be an authentic experience he can have.
Well, I've fucked women with very tiny pussies, and it feels about the same.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Freaks, right?
That is pretty cool.
We should shame them for their small pussies, just like we're shamed.
It's pretty
for
cool.
Our tiny
people
dicks.
Don't talk about
how cool it is to have a little pussy.
I do. I agree. I think it's really cool.
Are you talking tight or shallow?
Like, yeah, just honestly, it looked like you you selected a pussy on Photoshop and just like made it.
Oh, you're
like
not talking
50% smaller. And the inside, it was shallow and tight. It was just like small, dude.
Interesting.
It was awesome.
Was it a child?
No, it was a grown woman. And she was like kind of tall. I was shocked, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's like Elvis.
Exactly.
Big, tall guy.
I mean, she wasn't
really
that
small.
Tall. She wasn't 6'6". She wasn't 6'3".
Tiny.
I fucked a 6'3 woman with a fucking barely an open pussy.
Interesting.
No. Can we put that pic, that live photo?
No, man.
Back on the thread.
Don't even tell anybody that it exists.
Well, we're not going to show it to strangers.
We'll get hacked.
They'll hack our
There
icon.
Is an awesome picture of Eldis's penis.
And it's a live photo.
And well, it's a funnier picture of his ass.
Yeah, his
so
flat
you
ass.
See, he realizes his penis is being photographed, and then he runs away, and it's just cottage cheese ass. Yeah.
Just
bouncing.
He's such a large dude that, like, the amount of like inertia it takes to get the rest of his body to move, so you see his face reacting, and then it just, like, takes a while for all of this weight to shift, like a freight train stopping.
I love it.
Did I show you guys the other video where he was like, dude, Sumeya's doing something funny. Like, he tried to...
Yeah. Oh, really? Is she doing... Yeah.
He clearly tried to show me his penis, and I was like, oh, really? And I just walked in with my camera rolling, and he's fully nude. He's like, oh, and he does the same thing. He tries to, like, run. Fuck, where is that? I just want to look at it again.
Yeah, it's funny having a good time with your boys.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when it involves gay chicken.
The blue-collar comedy guys used to do that. There's numerous stories of them just all being naked with each other in the tour bus. Jeff Foxworthy would come out, and Bill Engvall would be like, I think something's wrong with the smoker. And then Jeff Foxworthy would come into the living room in the tour bus, and Bill Engvall would be all on all fours holding his anus open.
Yeah.
And Jeff Foxworthy, unbeknownst to Bill Engvall, had gotten completely hard sucking off of Ron White. In the bathroom.
Right.
While he was holding the scotch.
Yeah, so he's like, is it the smoker's messed up?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, he runs out, and he's already fucking Bill Engvall in his ass before.
Yeah, before he knows what's going on.
And he's like, come on, man, stop. He's like, you might be a redneck.
If I'm fucking you in your ass right now.
And they all chant, you might be a redneck, while Jeff Foxworthy fucks Bill Engvall in the ass.
As he's getting spit roasted by Ron White.
Collar. Those are the guys.
Honestly, male friendship is a special and beautiful thing.
Either those guys vote for Bernie Sanders or they vote for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. There's no other option.
No, that's sir. True. No, sirree. Mm-hmm. Damn. My friend was at a wedding with Bill Engvall. He said, nothing interesting about it, but it was in a field in Utah. If anyone's interested,
you know, I probably this little tidbits coming in, but Jennifer Lawrence was the daughter.
Everyone knows that.
All right,
on the Bill Engvall
show.
Not really that much of a tidbit, man.
Yeah, it's a famous actress that played a role
before she was famous.
Damn, I need to eat dinner.
Yeah, I'm tired, bro.
Yeah. My body's already getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah.
I'm so excited, dude.
What are we working with, you think?
I'll probably get a pizza and play Luigi's Mansion all day.
Are you in town?
Traditional Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Are you in town?
What do you mean?
For Thanksgiving?
New York.
What do you mean in town?
Are you staying in New York?
Yeah, I won't be leaving my apartment.
Do you want to watch IC?
No.
Nice. It almost felt like you were going to invite him to do something.
Oh,
fine.
I don't know if Icy could be here with the cat anyway.
I don't know what my plans are. I might go down to Maryland, might not. I have some shit I got to take care of.
Yeah.
Yeah, this like shirt business stuff. I'm trying to figure out hammer out the last details. Also, yeah, if you bought a shirt, those should be. I've finished all of the single shirt orders. This is going to the post office tonight.
Hell yeah.
Anybody that ordered more than one shirt, there was about 180 of those so orders. I've been like working through those, and those take a little bit longer because you got to like pick and pack most of them. So those should be out by the end of the week. And then I have like I've been it's still like trying to hammer out the details with the print shop itself.
So they do fulfillment?
Yeah, they'll just send stuff directly because the volume's high enough now that it's like it's not like drop shipping. I already know the quality of the product. I trust them to handle like fulfillment and stuff.
Yeah.
And like that'll alleviate the issue of
running
out of fucking stock immediately.
It'll speed things up for you. You'll have to do less. Yeah. People get shit easier.
Oh, yeah. But they'll be able to do things like I accidentally, in the last shipment, like a couple of those like Richard Gere medium shirts were just women's sizes. And like, you know, they like, there's no reason not to just offer women's versions of the same shirts, especially if they already have the fucking blanks sitting there.
Right.
So,
sure.
Yeah, there'll be women's sizes.
Are you out of Richard Gere's right now?
I'm completely out. They sold out in like fucking 10 minutes.
What do you have?
I don't know. I got to wait until I go through all the orders. I mean, like, once everything's packed up, but yeah.
Yeah, you got to get someone to fucking do that shit for you.
The last shipment was like 600 or 700 shirts, and uh-huh. there was like 500 orders, and if like 100 of those orders are like two, probably nothing. Probably have like, yeah, maybe, I don't know, 20 shirts left over.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so go to Come Downtown, buy that shit. I'm also, maybe by the time you're listening to this, I will have announced, but the 2020 Stabby Baby calendars are coming out soon, folks.
You should announce now. It's right around the corner.
So get them, bitches. Buy, you know, look out for them. Hopefully they will be on sale by Black Friday, so you will have some shit to get people for Christmas. Get them my dick and balls.
That's a good present.
Get your bitch my dick and balls for Christmas.
Also, we only have 3 more Funny Moms left of the year. Tomorrow, the 25th of November, and then we're going to be doing the 9th, and then the 16th of mm-hmm. December, we'll be off
for Christmas and New Year's.
Right? Are we?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that shit.
Maybe, is it New Year's or is it the 30th?
The 30th, but I think I have to be at a lesbian wedding in Philadelphia then.
You're getting married?
No, it's someone else's lesbian wedding.
Bitch ass.
Adam and Rachel Maddow are getting married.
Bitch ass motherfucker. If you're listening to this and it's come out before the show, come to Nashville, but probably come to see me Baltimore for Thanksgiving weekend.
We could do the 23rd.
Maybe.
And do like a, because it's Hanukkah on the 23rd. We could do like a Christmas Hanukkah show.
No, if it's Hanukkah, no.
Why? Because you observe Hanukkah?
Observe Hanukkah.
I'm going to say this uncritically, objectively.
Yes.
Fuck Hanukkah.
I'm just not. I can't.
I don't celebrate Hanukkah.
I can't do it because it's the Greeks.
Oh, yeah. The Greeks lost.
The Greeks lost. So
yeah, it's offensive to you.
It's a day of mourning for my people.
It's your Yom HaShoah. It's your Holocaust Remembrance Day.
It is our Yom HaShoah.
Okay.
Our Dome HaShoah.
So, it's my Sharona.
We'll discuss.
Are we having a My Sharona dinner? Are you coming over?
We'll discuss the 23rd, but definitely the 9th and the 16th of December.
You know,
we're having funny
moms.
There's
a video out there of like some fucking like cantor at a synagogue doing a Rosh Hashanah My Sharona parody. There has to be.
They love parody songs.
Da, 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 da. Rosh Hashanah. And then they made everyone do it.
Mm-hmm. Come to Fat Tuesdays this Tuesday.
Music should be taken away.
Got our boy
religions.
Ian Fidance come on the show if you want
to
see
Christians
him.
Should not be allowed to make music.
I agree.
Jews neither.
Well, some gospel's pretty good, actually.
What are you talking about? Jews made every Christmas song.
They should not. Christmas music sucks.
They're some of the most famous songs.
I know. For reasons like unrelated to
what about Leonard
Cohen?
Quality.
There's no music.
And no,
I mean,
Jews.
First of all, I don't mean Jews as people shouldn't be able to make
what
music.
What about George Gershwin?
There should be no Jewish music.
George Gershwin.
There should be no Christian
music.
Oh,
I agree. I agree with that.
That's why Islam has the correct answer, which is you go to hell for making music.
Yeah.
Well, but
you're only allowed
to
play with
they
a...
They do have cool chants.
Sing and dance.
A drum accompaniment.
I told you about that. There was that Pakistani guy that... What happened?
It just keeps lighting up. I don't know.
Was that Pakistani guy that worked at that cell phone kiosk who would like do pop and locking stuff, and then the Iranian man who is the father of the guy that owned the cart came one time and he was like, "You're a bad Muslim for dancing, and you are a disgrace." And he was like pouting. He's all upset. He's like, he said, "I'm a bad Muslim because I like dancing." He's like, "I don't care. I'm not afraid of anyone but God." He's like,
that's
having
right,
this like
brother.
Weird intense Muslim moment about whether or not he should be allowed to dance at work. I'm like, oh, man.
Damn, that's crazy.
I don't really have a dog in this fight.
I don't give a fuck whatsoever. But
I tell you what, it's funny to watch.
It is funny to watch you. Yeah, let them fight. Let them eat each other like dogs.
All right, folks, I think that's the show.
Yeah, come to Fat Tuesdays on Tuesdays at the Stand, and come see me in Baltimore Black Friday and the Saturday of Thanksgiving at Joe Squared. And I'm also going to be in Houston on the 13th, and I got more dates coming up. I'm not going to go to Austin and Dallas. I don't think that trip, but I think in January I'll at least be in Dallas and maybe Oklahoma City. I'm figuring it out, but I'm trying to be on the road heavily. So keep your little pussies perked for that. You fucking sluts.
All right.
That's the show.
That's the show.